Becky.
Here.
Gerard. Miriam.
Yeah.
Heather. Julia.
Here.
Aaron. John.
Here.
Jill.
Here.
Jordan.
Here.
Rupa.
Here.
Arpita.
I'm here.
Andy. Lana.
Here.
Lori.
Yeah.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Why don't you guys take a second to look over the agenda?
The agenda.
Okay, are there any changes to the agenda?
Can I add something about the seed project? Does that go to, it's like a two minor.
Yes.
How long can you guys stay, Joe? Do you want us to move you up?
Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, under point 16C will be the seed project. Does anyone have any objections to that? It's old business because we've already talked about it in new business. Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, so approval of the previous minutes. Actually, we have 2 weeks of minutes to approve. Okay. we'll approve last.
Motion to approve last week's minutes.
Yeah, last week's minutes. Yeah.
Let's wait.
Okay. Let's not
approve last week's minute until we get 2 weeks before.
Okay.
So we have 2 minutes to approve next time.
Three
of them, sorry. Constituents time. This is a time when we have, just so for those of you who are new to the meeting, this is when we have people who are not really affiliated with the government yet or who want to get involved with the government just kind of introduce themselves, or this is a time when we actually have constituents who come and voice their concerns to us. So will the new members, not to like point you out or anything like that, if you just say hi and introduce yourself and what your name is and stuff like that. You want to start? Because I don't know you.
Actually, we're not LSNA senior government. We're nursing seniors.
Okay.
And we're actually no part in LSNA, but we have to do a paper on how groups interact and stuff. So,
So we're guinea pigs for two things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coolest.
Do you want to introduce yourself right next?
I'm Shannon, and I'm also.
Got it. Who else? I think everyone else has been here once before or something. Okay, do we have any constituents that want to raise a concern? Okay, let's go with Vic first.
Hi guys, my name is Vic. A couple weeks ago, unfortunately I have a direct conflict usually during your meetings, but I wanted to come in and say, a couple weeks ago I had the opportunity to go to the concentration advising fair that you guys hosted, and it was heaven to me, because I'm a pre-life student, not too sure what I want to do yet. And there's about four or five things I wanted to check out, but it's been tough to set up appointments with four different people to discuss things. And it was really easy to walk around and just say, hey, what's up? How are you doing? What about this? What about that? It was really cool. And there's a lot of positive feedback from my friends. I got some guys in my hall to go. It was neat. And I told some of the officers and stuff and some people that I see around, but I wanted to tell everybody because I know all of you put some time into it. I thought it was really cool. In fact, I'd recommend it twice a year, like once each semester. Reason being is because as you take courses as a university student, your interests vary and they develop, and you might want to just check it out one more time. I think you guys had pretty good attendance, and like I didn't hear one negative thing. And the best part was like all the people that were there giving advice from different departments were just awesome people. Like they were into it, they were excited, and they were happy to be doing it. Just want to say, like, keep it up, and like, hopefully, we'll see you next semester too.
Thank you for the positive feedback. It's always good to hear positive feedback. Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe Bernstein, and the chair of communications for MSA. Turn really quick to the back of the agenda that you've got. I'm really proud of this. This is a historic moment. This is, as far as our records indicate, this is the first resolution presented to the LSNA student government on behalf of the Michigan Student Assembly Committee. So that's, I'm proud of that. I think that's pretty cool. The resolution is, as you can probably tell by its title, to sponsor a petition to improve the CCRB. MSA took this on a couple weeks ago, and Jeff spoke to you about it last week and told you that we were going to be doing this and told you that we were that we were taking the CCRB on, that we wanted to approve it. This is the actual formal support. We'd like you guys to do this tonight. Reason being, we have a meeting on Thursday with the director of the CCRB. If we can take this resolution to him and say, look, students support it. We have 500 signatures on petitions. We have a resolution unanimously passed by MSA. We have a resolution passed by the LSMA student government. And then just go down the list and show him and show the administration that students think this is a big deal. They will listen to us. They will do the improvements, and things will get done. Now, I understand that you guys have a first and second reads process. So do we. And I don't want to violate that process. I think first and second reads are important. If you can pass this tonight, cool, great. It's more important that it gets passed overall. This meeting on Thursday is not going to be the last meeting regarding improvements at the CCRB. Next week, we're going to start meeting with the provost. We're going to start meeting with the vice president for student affairs. And those meetings are, to be honest, more important than the meeting on Thursday. If you pass this next week, it will still be extremely useful to the improvement effort. If you pass it this week, it'll be even more useful. But I don't want you guys to split any hairs about it. I don't want it to be a major debate. It's more important that this gets passed in general than that it gets passed tonight. But if it does get passed tonight, great. Jeff Harris is the sponsor and for LSNA SG, and I assume he'll be talking about it a little bit when you guys get to it. We have to leave now to make the MSA meeting, but are there any questions or comments about the resolution or about anything that MSA is doing right now? All right.
Great. We're a hard bunch.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck debating this. I think it's great. I strongly recommend that you pass it. MSA passed unanimously. I think it'll do a lot for students. And thanks for your consideration.
Thank you for coming. Are there any other constituents that would like to speak at this time? Seeing none. Guest speaker. We have no guest speaker this week, but I do want to announce that we do have a guest speaker next week. So the meeting will run a little bit longer. The guest speaker, his name is Mike McPherson. And so he'll be coming at 7:30, and so we'll be having a discussion with him in the beginning. Appointments, committee nominations. Rupa, are there any? There's one. Okay. Budget committee recommendations. On the back are the budget committee recommendations. Why don't you take a second just to briefly look it over? And if you have any questions, address them to John. Mr. Nahidi. Lana.
John, I just have a question. If you could explain to me why the Michigan Journal of Race and Law only got 300 out of 1,000?
Only got 300?
Right.
Is that a question?
Yes.
The first reason that they didn't get a large majority of the money to ask for is because they're all law students. And that might seem like absurd at first. They were sponsoring a law student's kind of journal and put on a speaker event, but the fact is a lot of LSA pre-law students attend them. And they seem like pretty well funded, and a lot of the money they wanted was for travel, but we weren't going to fund them for having their speakers fly in around to at a $600 ticket, so we fund them for printing a postage only. And that's $300 covered up.
Okay. Are any other questions?
I had a question about Encompass. Mm-hmm. I understand that it's a multicultural show being put on during the time of diversity theme semester. And I was wondering, I know of different kinds of funding that Encompass has just because it is a diversity theme semester. I was wondering why they were given 800 out of 1,000 as opposed to the ISA show a couple weeks ago that was only given 200.
That's a good question. We thought about that for a while, and what it comes down to is that just like us sponsoring Dance Marathon last year, it was a takeoff event. It was like the first year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first year they're putting on Encompass, and it's supposed to be a big deal, and us sponsoring it with this amount of money would help really get off its feet so that next year they could find a sponsor for their own and so forth. Like, it's our investment now is going to help it grow so that they won't need as much money for us in the future.
Are there any other questions to John?
I move to approve the recommendations.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? Okay, nice job, Budget Committee. Seems to be running smoothly. Are there any ACT is Academic Affairs Committee resolutions? No. Okay, Executive Officer reports. Last week, the visiting committee of LSNA came, and I decided I was invited to speak in front of them, and I just wanted to let you know what the visiting committee was. The visiting committee is a group of very influential donors from LSNA, people who donate millions and millions of dollars. Some person donated the Gail Morris Sweetland Center. Mr. Sweetland was there himself. The CEO of PageNet, Motorola, Activision, the people with a lot of money who give a lot of money to LSNA. So they came on Thursday and they spent 3 days with the dean and various other people in the dean's office. I made a presentation not about student government but about the Dean's Search Committee in the morning, and then I made another diversity presentation in the afternoon. I got to spend a lot of time with them, and it looks like they're really interested in getting student involvement. And what I arranged for next year, hopefully, is that student government members will be able to take around the visiting committee members for a whole day before they actually come. So that's something you guys can look forward to next year, is meeting these really influential people and letting them give us a lot of money. So if you have any questions about that, let me know, and I'll answer them later. I just wanted to kind of let you know what the VC was. Other than that, I have no report. That's bad.
That's good.
Your turn.
Me? Okay. First thing was given to me today by MSA. It's a project they're working on in regards to the code, the student code. It's a real nice packet. What it does is it details what's going on to other schools, what we have, and the review process that's going on right now. I'm going to leave this in the office so you can look at it. They haven't really asked for anything from us necessarily. They're just starting up kind of like a grassroots discussion on this. There's already some other stuff going on. And this is kind of like all of it in the same folder, so you can kind of get an idea if you're interested. So this will be in the office. If you're here and you don't have access to the office, talk to me and we'll work out something if you want to start getting in there to get to this information. The other thing I went to the office space allocation meeting today at 6:30. We're just going through the process of setting up that office and everything. I want to make that a resource that you can use for more than just studying, so that you can get stuff done if you want there. If there's something that should be there that's not there, let me know so I can get it. I'm still working on getting a stapler, but just other stuff that you think could be improved, let me know so I can make that better for you. Okay? Thank you.
Just a quick piggyback off the code stuff. How many of you would like a presentation on the code? Like, we can call someone to make a really quick presentation
that's
about the
idea.
Code. Just all in favor, yes, it's a very informal vote, so it's not, I just want to see. So it looks like people are interested. How many people against who don't want it? Except for Ron. Ron doesn't count. Okay. Okay. I'll arrange, because MSA, what they did to volunteer to do is they volunteered to send someone here and work on a little presentation, basically explicate what's in that folder for us. Campus Relations Officer, Mr. Page.
Let's see. Election packets are due this week, so if you're interested in running, you should talk to one of the executive officers. Maybe me. Besides that, nothing much is going on. I forwarded a lot of emails tonight, so a lot of things are going on campus. If you're interested, just give me a holler and we can go together or something.
Okay.
Do you have the bodies already assigned to everyone?
Yeah.
Nice job with that, Ron. Secretary Jeff here.
I just want to make sure that everybody knows that when you go in to do your office hours, there's a sign-in log. It is next to the computer in the black file-holding thing. The other thing is that there will be a Diversity Days meeting for anyone who is interested. The second big meeting next Tuesday at 5:15 in the Wolverine room if anyone wants to come.
Mr. Irwin, are you ready? Do you have a report?
I have no report.
Okay. I'll say council. We're still looking, but we have a potential candidate. So next week we'll see what happens. Academic Relations Officer, Sima.
I just have a few things to say. Pretty much everything that I have to say is detailed in the back of the agenda. In the back of the first page of the agenda. The next Academic Affairs meeting is Friday at 4 p.m. in the pond room. We have a special guest coming. We have Sandy Gregorman coming. She's the LSA Student Government Advisor, for those of you who don't know. She's basically going to be there to address any sorts of concerns, describe her role a little bit more, what kinds of things she's here to do for us, and what kinds of things we need to provide her with. So that should be a very interesting discussion with her. She's a great lady, and I'm excited for all of you to meet her who haven't met her yet. Number two, theme semester funding. The reason I was asking John about the Encompass is because there's a special fund set aside for a group tool of programming for theme semester. It's specifically set aside for them, and the way it goes is it's a rolling budget allocation process. And the deadline is December 4th. If you guys have questions, the deadline for that is December 4th, but if you have questions, feel free to contact me. It's basically first come, first serve. So if you've got an idea, like diversity days, if they wanted to apply or something like that for funding, then it'd be a good idea to do so. Focus groups are rolling around really well. This week, I'm waiting for Bob Owen to get back to me because he is actually going to be, he's the associate dean for undergraduate education in the College of LSNA. And he is interested in meeting with our focus group, our major-minor focus group. And so if you're interested in that, please contact me or Jordan or anybody else in the major. Who else is on the major-minor? Me, John, Steve, Karen. Yeah, Miriam. That's something that's up and running. And then I know Lana and Andy are doing stuff with theme semesters for next year. And so it's another thing that we're doing. Student advisory panels at General Advising. SAPA is being started up by the beginning of November. Lana's going to be chairing that with Alice Reinhardt and Ezra Nurse. And happy birthday, Becky. I'm all done. Thank you. Thanks. Appointments? Is there a report?
The deadline for appointments was October 25th. I didn't get too many applications for either closures or the ambassador program. So, I mean, it's still kind of open. Like, the deadline's gone, but I'm still accepting apps. So if you know people that didn't turn them in because the deadline was already over, is interested, let them know. Applications are on the door. But then other than that, we're going to start grabbing my committee together and then get that going as in selections.
Budget allocations?
This is your last chance to sit in on the budget committee. And the night is tomorrow night, and it's your last. This is our last night to order God and celebrate afterwards. So if anyone's interested, any rep is interested in free tomorrow night between 7 and 10 p.m., just send a note my way. And also, since this is the last meeting for the semester, we're going to start planning on how to revamp the system for next semester. I sent out an email to you guys. So if you have responded, take a look at it and write back to me or just approach me after the meeting.
Joint activities. Becky.
First of all, thank you to everybody who came to Nitwits on Sunday. We, in and out, had about 16 people, and it was good. And we made over 20 pairs of mittens and a couple hats, so it was a good project. The fourth floor block party is still here. I know it's been on the agenda all year, but it is 1 week from Thursday. November 5th at 6:45 in Wolverine ABC. And so hopefully some of you can make it, and you can get the word out to anybody that's in a student group on the fourth floor. We're going to be doing some publicity this week, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, so that should be good. Last week, we set up a fourth floor email group, and it has all the email contacts, the people who currently, effective this week, have office space on the fourth floor, and it's people have been using it, and it's good. So right now, the only LSASG people that are on it are the JAC, the Joint Activities Committee people. So if you're interested in being on that email group, just send an email to C Tobar and just ask her to put you on. And that's C-T-O-B-A-R. We did a little brainstorming yesterday at our meeting about possible activities, and we're looking into doing like a semi-formal sort of mingler ball dance, whatever you want to call it, with proceeds going to charity. And we're going to have a planning meeting next Monday, hopefully looking around for interested groups who'd be interested in planning it. We haven't started anything in order for it to be a joint activity. We have lots of group support, so if anybody, if they're in any other groups, maybe a sorority or fraternity, any groups on the fourth floor, wherever they are, and you know that your group might be interested in planning a joint project thing, the meeting is Monday, or you can email us at lsasg.jack. And we also thought about the possibility of maybe a concert, like a jazz fest or something next semester. Still very loose. Next meeting is next Monday, 7:30, but the time is subject to change, possibly 7 o'clock because of the candidates meeting. It's also that day, so I'll let you know over email. And if anybody wants to go to Windsor, meet me at my house at 9:30.
Public activities.
Okay, the Red Ribbon Drive for Drug Awareness is this Thursday in the Diag between 11 to 2, or whenever we run out of ribbons. So far, we probably have about 2,500 ribbons, somewhere around there. We're about halfway there, so we still need a lot of help. And we're having a meeting tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the tap room, which is in the 8:30, which is in the tap room of the Union. And we're going to pass a sign-up sheet for you all to sign up to come to the meeting tomorrow night. We're going to be putting just a bunch of ribbons together and also sticking the cards that we're going to make up with hotline information numbers together with the pin. And we're also going to be sending around a sheet to help distribute the ribbons on Thursday. Like I said, we're going to be distributing between 11 and 2. We'll send out a sign-up sheet around. We want as many people as possible to help us distribute the ribbons, not just because we have a lot of ribbons, but the more people we have distributing the ribbons, the more attention we draw to ourselves and therefore our cause. So we'll send around the ribbons.
You said 11 to 2?
11 to about 2 or whenever. Oh, and also, our meeting this week has been canceled, so you can scratch that out.
Is Mr. Castor here? No, what is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Publications, Lana?
I met with Lori, who's the editor-in-chief of The Daily, and the result is basically that they can't do a special section because of the rules that they have in terms of what daily writers can write and what outside groups can write and how that can be put into the paper. But what we're thinking about, I'm thinking about doing, and I'll give you guys a proposal about it in a week or so, is coming up with our own section but getting it inserted in the daily that would be the same size as the weekend editions. You know, those photo sections, that we could do them on the newsprint in the same way. And so I'm contacting the business managers and the people that deal with that kind of stuff at the daily right now to see about how much it would cost. And I'm also talking to people from MSA to see how we can coordinate this together with other student groups, so student governments. So I should be able to get back with you and like by next week, hopefully, with some more details on that.
That's good. Elections of officers or chairs. We don't really have elections, but I did want to mention the new election director at this time. It is going to be Becky Kinney. So she's not running in the election, so she will not have no conflict of interest. And that's it. So if you have any questions and you're running, she is the person to go to, even though she doesn't know very much what she's going to do right now. Do you? Have you figured it out yet?
No, but
okay.
I'll come to me.
I'll come to her.
Starting tomorrow.
Okay. There's no amendments to the Constitution or bylaws. So we're going to go to old business point A, which is a special allocation proposal. And I'm going to hand this over to Greg.
Okay. So if you look in the back of the very end of the agenda titled Special Allocations Proposal, I reworded it based on the suggestions I was given, and I went with the approach that has people that ask for more than $1,000, has them go through the Budget Allocations Committee, and then they come up with a recommendation for the next meeting, or whenever they get around to it, hopefully the next meeting, for us to start with and then talk about the decision. So let's say Dance Marathon came. They would come, and they would be directed to the Budget Allocations Committee. the Budget Allocations Committee would have them fill out a budget allocation form, you know, what expenses they have and that information. They would hold an interview if they need to, but they don't have to. And then at the next week's meeting, the Budget Allocations Committee would come and say, we recommend that we give them $1,500 for Dance Marathon. And they would be here to talk if Dance Marathon needed to talk to add to our discussion and answer questions. It's basically what we've done before, except it has them go through the Budget Allocations Committee and give us more information to decide on. Hopefully that'll streamline the discussion of what we should give them, so it feels less arbitrary and we can go into a better informed. And also we involve Budget Allocations Committee in this way. It's not in resolution form because this isn't a resolution. I put this up so that we can vote to support this process, this internal process, so that when a group comes, we kind of know what to do when they come, so we don't just, you know, discuss and talk about the allocation that day. We don't have to vote this on, but I think if we modify this, tweak it, and then go by it, we'll know what to do when a group comes. I removed from the last resolution or the last proposal, I removed the part that said we will suspend parliamentary procedure for 5 minutes, just because you can't really put that in resolution. If we're going to do that, we have to say we'll suspend parliamentary procedure. Actually, we talked about it at steering. We don't really need to gear it a parliamentary procedure. We can have a speakers list. I just think if we had more discussion on what we might want to give them before we make a resolution, we'll avoid that problem that we run into when, you know, right in the beginning of the conversation, someone says, I move we give them $500, and then we talk about amendments and you know, voting to call the amendment and so on and so on. So I think we can streamline this. I throw this up for support. I guess we should have discussion. And then for support or a vote, what do you do?
Just a vote of support. So we'll vote if they support it.
Okay.
It's not very hard.
Okay, so then discussion. Good, bad. What should we change?
Jill? I like it. I think it'll make it a lot more efficient, and then we'll actually, like, they're really competent, so then we'll kind of know what we're voting on and why we should give them, because they'll be able to take the time to talk to them and find out how much we should give them.
There's a typo. Just so you know.
Okay.
There any other points of discussion on this? If not, then we'll just go directly to, like,
how does the deadline affect this proposal? Like, the fact that BAC closes their Budget Allocations Committee closes their allocations process and they have an actual deadline. If a group approaches us after the deadline, then do we just say allocations are closed, or do we actually have...
Is this for a recommendation
again?
That's more than 1,000?
Yes.
Less than 1,000?
More than 1,000.
Okay. It would go to the Budget Allocations Committee, and if they determine that there's no reason that this group couldn't have gone through the process of... Actually, no, that's not true, because all allocations greater than 1,000 come to us,
right?
Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Then the budget allocation deadline wouldn't apply to a group that asked for more than 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't, would it?
No.
Of course, the Budget Allocations Committee can look at all the information and say, this group could have gone through our process. They don't necessarily need to ask for 1,001. They could have asked for $600. And for that reason, we recommend we give them zero, you know, and they can inform our discussion. But the deadline wouldn't apply to groups like that.
Just so you guys know, this is not like something that we're advertising. It's something for us to implicitly kind of agree on. So when a person comes from the outside and asks for money, this is what we're going to follow. So it's not like we're going to advertise people coming to usurp the Budget Allocations Committee process at all. Okay, let's go ahead and take a vote.
Wait, was there another
question? Sorry. Any other points of discussion? Question?
And Lana pointed out a typo. Point six, last clause, the entire LSASG assembly, not the enter LSASG assembly. I heard Lana.
Okay, let's take a vote of support. All in favor of this proposal, raise your hand. All against? All abstain? Yeah. Okay. It went by. Thank you. So you guys, when a group comes up now, we know what kind of rules to follow, just so everyone's on the same page. Okay.
Okay, charitable donation, point B. I think Seema is saying this.
Yeah, if you guys remember, it's just, basically this is going to be a discussion on where we're giving, which type of substance abuse program we are donating our charitable donation to. I did a little bit of research, and I found, actually I kind of added to Becky's research that she had done a couple weeks ago. And I've narrowed it down to, at least in my opinion, to three different organizations that we could possibly give our money to. And each of them differ in they differ in a few ways, which are pretty important to just talk about right now. So I'm basically going to describe the three different organizations and then open it up to discussion, which will be followed by a vote. So the first one is called Dawn Farm Sunrise Treatment Center, which is the one that I thought was, it was Anita Bone's favorite one over at Project Serve, and I thought it was a really cool program because, first of all, it's a co-ed facility. They don't accept anyone under 17, so it would be targeting people more our age than as opposed to adolescents. It's a very long-term program in the sense that they enforce the 12-step Alcoholics Anonymous thing there, and they have patient treatment. It's basically, it's very personalized, it's a walk-through type of program, and so it's a really great program. They are non-profit, and they don't receive any type of funding from the state or anything like that. It's all on a donation basis that they run the program. The second one is Ozone House, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. It's substance abuse program is more directed towards adolescents and teenagers, so 18 and under. And then the third one is the Washtenaw Council on Alcoholism, which is more of a politically aware group in the sense that it's funded by the state and it's a lot more general. It's focused more towards adults and that sort of thing. I guess if there are any questions or if you guys would like to discuss this, feel free now.
Does anyone have any questions?
I was just wondering, you said that the Washtenaw Council one was funded by the state, so is there a need for funding? Like, what would our money go towards? What?
That's kind of what my worry was with that one, is just because I don't see a real need there. It was just a different type of organization that I thought I would mention. Our money would just go into the general pool along with all the other donations. It wouldn't be directed to one specific thing. Like, we couldn't say we want this money to go towards, like, a program for teenagers or something.
I was just going to say quickly that when I went to Project Serve, Anita Bone, who is the head of all of Serve, we talked about Dawn's Farm a lot, and I really like that one too because I just thought you guys, it would be important to know that she knows the director personally and she knows that they go yearly from like that budget to the next budget, so it's a very tight thing, and our money, unlike if we give to the Washtenaw Council, you can tell which one I'm for, would help them directly and they would feel the impact of our $200, whereas the Washtenaw Council, it would go in with $1,000 here, $1,000 there.
Yeah.
Do you officially recommend the first one, the farm one? Can I move then to just go ahead and give the donation to that one, or should we?
What's the dollar money?
$200.
It's $200. Does someone want a second then?
Second.
Are there any objections to giving the money to? Okay.
Can I get the sheet ready for something?
I guess we form a speaker's list. We've already heard why it's a good idea to give it. Jeff, do you want to speak against it?
Sure.
Speak.
Okay. I just wanted to ask one question that I didn't get to have answered before. Mr. Harris made the motion, so I wanted to get an opportunity to ask that question, and that would be, in the course of your investigation, did you find any groups that were geared toward heroin and cocaine abuse versus alcoholics?
No, I didn't. But I wasn't paying attention to that specifically, so I was paying more attention to a general substance abuse program, so I can't say which groups do have more focus on heroin. So I guess my investigation wasn't as complete.
Okay. Anyone want to speak against it again? Okay.
Previous
if not,
question.
Huh?
I move previous question.
Okay.
A second.
Someone called a vote? Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor of moving?
There's no objection, so I guess we can just, we don't really have to vote. Do we have to vote?
No.
We have to vote. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. According to Lana, we have to vote.
We need to ask if there's
to ask again.
Okay. What we are is we're moving the $200 that we've previously allocated to Dawn Farms Treatment Center. Is that it?
Dawn Farms Sunrise Treatment Center.
Okay. All in favor? All opposed? All abstain? Okay.
Thank you, Becky and Seema,
for doing that. If you could get that information to Mr. Irwin, so he can make a...
meeting minutes for Mr. Harris.
Yes. Okay, we'll go to new business. Sorry, Arpita. Point C, seed.
Sarah emailed me. She wanted to know if we wanted to do another voting simulation in another school. And I don't think I can do it, so if anyone else is interested... if anyone else is interested in taking part of that, I have all the info with me, and it's really cool. And so, if new people want to go or the same people want to go, it's awesome. It was worth it. So, see me afterwards. I have the info, and if you guys aren't interested, then I'll just email her that we aren't going to do it right now. We can do another one next semester, but just along the voting process, she wanted to go.
When are they look like
and
for November or December? Or
yeah, like? I think like recent. Like I mean. Just let me know afterwards.
New business, student mediation services is not here, and they're coming 2 weeks from now. So we'll go down to point B, which is the U of M for Life Resolution, and Gerard, so this, you can speak to it.
Okay. This is the resolution right here that I wrote up, and this is the general information sheet that I'm going to pass out. I only made, like, I think 15 copies of each, so you may not get one of those. But basically, what this is you guys have heard me talk about before. It's an event that's going to happen on Palmer Field, the CCRD, in a coffee shop. This can take place August 10th of this winter term. And the focus is to raise money for the National Childhood Cancer Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that has various supports various research institutes and treatment centers in the United States, such as U of M's own Mount Hospital, one at University of Chicago, one at North Carolina, UNC Chapel Hill, and so forth like that. And basically, the student group Focus for the Future is implementing the host, and as a representative or a liaison for that student group. I wanted to get LSMA student government support in just simply endorsing the event and supporting its purpose. And pretty much how we're going to raise the money is through sponsorship and just regular students who want to donate any money. The information sheet that I handed out has been changed a little bit because it's on a voluntary donation basis. So the $5 to $10 isn't really $5 to $10, it's just whatever you can give. The suggested donation was $3. And there also is a coffee shop, and we're just trying to make it as fun as possible. So it's going to be really good, too. It's coming along really well, and we just want to get the support.
And straying from the typical let's just pass this over for first reads and discuss in second reads, we're actually going to discuss it this time so we can kind of streamline it for next time. So if you guys have any questions, ask Gerard now.
I have a question. On the agenda, it says U of M for Life. Is that...
Okay. The name of the student group is Focus for the Future.
Okay.
The name of the email address for the student group is umich.4, like just a number 4, dot life.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the actual event is the University of Michigan's Challenge for the Children.
Okay. Because, I mean, my only question about
just
that is it sounds like it's like an abortion issue rather than...
No.
Like
no,
with that. Okay.
That was my mistake.
Okay.
So exactly what else may do? Do you just endorse it?
Well, right now, like, it's still going through, it's finishing up, it's gone through the athletic department. I have a meeting this Thursday with Ward Manuel, and he and I have been working together, kind of, and we're going to go over the final logistics part as far as the athletic department's concerned. If the athletic department, they may endorse, they may not, because they have logistics with the NCAA that they have to worry about. So I'm looking pessimistically, It's still going to happen even if they don't endorse it, because athletes will still, there's still a lot of athletic interest in doing it. And so basically, it's we need your support just to say, you know what, this is something that LSMA SG would like to happen, like to see happen. And also we support the purpose, which I put in the resolution, that raise money for the National NCCF, and so forth and so forth. And also, we're not going to ask you for money like this term, but I mean, like, money is kind of an issue. So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, we went through the process of asking for some money next term, but I'm not going to talk about that now. So, yes.
I just have a quick question. If you look at the resolution, the second point says, "Whereas the University of Michigan's Challenge for the Children event was created to," and then the point, the third point is, "build the community of Ann Arbor." And I didn't.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, basically, what we were, the reason why I said build a community of Ann Arbor is because our sponsorships, we're looking for both like local and somewhat national. Like, our right now, our main sponsorships we're trying to advocate for are, like, let's say Pizza House, like Kava Java, like what have you, things just in Ann Arbor that everybody knows, like where Pizza House is and so forth like that. But we're also trying to get like national sponsors such as like a Kmart or like a Meijer or something like that, because the main point is to raise as much money as we can. And like, we have nothing to lose by asking like Kmart for money if they want to donate it. I mean, the worst thing they can say is no, and then they have to like live at the point that they're not helping the children. So that's not my issue, but that's why it's community. Any other questions?
Those of you, oh, sorry.
I just noticed on this sheet, it just said in the second sentence in the second paragraph, the College of Literature, Science, and Arts student government, and blah, 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 that sentence.
Yeah, well,
is that sentence there pending the approval of this resolution?
Well, that's just the informational, like, that's been changed. Like, I just, when I was using, like, when I was printing it out, like, I was kind of, like, studying, and I lost track of time, so I didn't print out the other one that I revised, just to be honest. But, so there's another one, and I can hand it out next week. But basically, the only thing that, the resolution is the one, is the little fine print one that is kind of messed up because something happened in the printing.
No.
That's the actual thing that we're supporting, and that's just a tentative thing that's just an advertisement, but that's been changed, so I can give you the new one next week.
Well, I was just wondering, because, like, our name's there, but we hadn't officially...
Well,
so
well, this was just like when I was talking, because I was going to do it as a part of LSMA student government when I had originally talked to Ward Manuel, but due to the money, it's just finance issues was the reason why I decided not to do it as a part of LSMA SG. And that's the only reason why I didn't do it as part of the government.
This is just something real quick and picky, but could you possibly take the first whereas and break it up into like two sentences or something like that? Because it's all...
Can you define, like, can you say, like, oh, you mean the first is where's the focus?
Yeah, just it doesn't really matter to me, but it just is really long. It might be a run-on. I didn't check for sure, but it's...
Well,
okay.
I wanted to kind of, like, I just wanted to get the main point across, and, like, I can split it up and, like, add commas however you would like, Jeff.
I just want a period somewhere.
Okay.
That's my picky little...
How about this? Anyone who has suggestions in terms of rewording the resolution, not, like, rewording the idea, but rewording the words to make it fit resolution, let Gerard know so he can come back and bring it a better form next time.
Yeah.
Not a better form, but like a more grammatically correct form.
Okay.
Is that okay,
yeah,
Gerard?
Just let me know, and like after the meeting, I guess, you can just come up to me, give me like any like words, or if you have any suggestions, if you'd like to be a part of the email group, just kind of email the group, umich.org.life.
Ron?
Can I make a motion for a straw vote of support?
A straw vote of support?
Mm-hmm.
It's this is just a straw vote. It's not
just
you're not it's not pending. He wants to see what the kind of general consensus. Is there a second to that? Okay. Are there any objections to taking a straw vote of support? Okay. All in favor of the resolution? Just to see. Everyone can vote here. It's not binding. It's just to see if you're in support of the resolution right now. Okay. Any objections?
Oh, yeah.
Any abstentions? Okay. Okay. So it looks like if you fix some of the changes, that it might be better.
Yeah, make sure you let me know so next week it's a go. Please tell me.
Okay. Jeff Harris and the CCRB resolution.
Okay. It's the resolution that Joe Bernstein was talking about on the back of your agendas. Excuse me. What it is that Joe pretty much went over it. They're going to around to various administrative people and asking to generally make improvements in the CCRB, of which they're taking suggestions. It's very vague right now because they're not exactly sure without talking to the people from the CCRB, which is what they're doing at the end of this week, which changes they can make. So this is basically just us supporting MSA's effort to make alterations in the CCRB. They're asking us to pass it on first reads, if that is okay. To waive first reads and pass it today. Can I get an informal opinion on how many people find that okay and how many people are against that? Because as Joe said, like, if there's a lot of dissension about doing that, we can just not worry about it. But
can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Okay, I would not necessarily for the resolution, but I would probably vote not to bypass first reads, because I think first reads are important, because usually that's the first time anybody's seen anything. But because this isn't such a life-changing resolution, but just in general, I don't think it's good precedent to waive first reads.
Okay,
that's my point.
Let's just take an informal vote of how many people, just kind of out of polypro, whatever, doesn't matter, take an informal vote of how many people would be willing to bypass first reads. How many people would be opposed? Okay, it looks like, Jeff, you're going to get a lot of dissension on that.
Okay, so we'll just go ahead and look it over, and if you have any changes that you want to make, come to me, and we can go ahead and discuss it for passage next week.
Does anyone have any questions about the content and not necessarily the wording? Jeff? Oh, because, like, the wording can be fixed outside of the government time. Unless it's going to infringe too much on...
Just before he's leaving, he... told me that he wanted to change the second to last paragraph.
Okay.
Because there's already some talk about us not wanting to actively encourage the administration on this. So he suggested this wording change, and I wrote it down, and I'll say it now. Therefore, be it resolved that the LSA student government supports the MSA effort to encourage the University of Michigan administration to improve its, and then so on. So it's, instead of us actively encouraging the administration, it's us, it's us supporting MSA's effort to encourage the administration. I'll reread that if... Okay. Therefore, be it resolved that the LSA student government supports the MSA effort to encourage the... And then it begins, University of Michigan administration.
Okay. Those were word changes by the actual people who submitted the resolution. So... any other word changes, if you want to see Jeff Harris afterwards, or email him, or Jeff from MSA. I can't pronounce his last name, so I'm not
Point
sure.
of inquiry or information. Can we vote to support this effort and not yet pass the resolution? Can we say that LSA student government supports this? Just because there's a press release going out tomorrow saying whether or not we support it. Should we be patient, reserved, cautious, and do the resolution thing? Or do we... have a internal vote of support for this. Like, can we do that?
Didn't we,
Jeff?
On the basis of that point, I want to move to suspend the rules if it's there for passage.
I'll
second that. Okay, we need a 2/3 government approval in order for us to suspend the rules. So, all in favor of suspending the rules?
Okay.
We're gonna rule it dilatory because we've so it's not gonna pass. So at this point, we're gonna does anyone have any discussion questions that they want to ask Jeff right now? If not, then we're gonna do it for next week. Okay. It's not tabled, it's moved to second reads for next time. Difference between tabling and...
Well, we tabled the discussion.
Yeah. Whatever.
probably
be suspended.
Okay, parliamentary procedure. Jeff, would you want to take this over?
Sure. In response to what's been happening the last few meetings and in response to some comments that have occurred from constituents and representatives both, I want to pass around to this little informational sheet, which is something like the one that Mr. Randall gave us earlier in the year. What it is basically is a primer for the discussion that will hopefully be ensuing from our new council, which is supposedly coming down the pipe. So I don't want to step on any toes or take up too much time talking about parliamentary procedure, but hopefully everyone will look this over and think about it. And hopefully when we get into council, they can pass us something that's a little more complete as far as Robert's rules go. I mean, it is a whole book, so I don't think we're going to get a copy of the book for each of us. But if we all become more familiar with the types of motions, the types of main motions that are allowed, and the order in which things are considered, then things will, in my opinion, run much more efficiently and much more quickly than they are when people are kind of sounding off about their personal feelings on an issue in successive order, not relating to any particular point and not addressing any previous arguments. So a couple things I'd like to call attention to is specifically this first point here, something that people seem to be having a lot of, I shouldn't say that people are having a lot of trouble with, but it's a very important point that matters of a lower rank are considered first. In other words, the most the lowest order of amendment is considered first. The example given here is the amendment must be disposed of before the amendment can be voted on, and the amendment must be disposed of before the motion can be voted on. That's a pretty important point. And a lot of times we get off track talking about the motion when we're supposed to talk about the amendment. So, in the interest of not stepping on anyone's toes, I'm going to end this discussion now.
In response to some of what our constituents have emailed both Greg and I, we're going to try to become a more well-informed government on parliamentary procedure. When it's not running effectively, people seem to be lost, and so we're trying to make this all more effective so everyone's kind of on the same page. And like anything, it's a learning process. I'm not going to say that I'm fluent with PolyPro because that's not even close to true. So just let's use the next couple of meetings to really practice doing PolyPro, and when we have a council, it'll be a lot better. But just bear with us, and we're learning as you guys are learning too. So,
one final point in relation to parliamentary procedure. If you look on the bottom of the back of the sheet, it says that you can utilize SAL services. This little sheet was produced by SAL, so if you want to go to the student leadership people and go through one of their seminars, you can always do that.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll try to get an SAL person in here to help us with PolyPro too, eventually. Okay, point 17E, the ITD discussion. This is also Jeff Irwin.
Okay, now I've got another handout to pass around. And this one here, this funny lighting, is a copy of a proposal that was presented by the provost to the regents that was the impetus, as far as I understand, for the $30 a person or an LFA student fee that we were assessed this year to improve the information technology environment of the college. ITD actually has nothing to do with this committee. In fact, one of the key issues of the committee is how to stay away from ITD's business and how to tailor the money that will hopefully be spent on behalf of the students away from the activities that ITD or the services that ITD is providing for the students, because the fear is if as a college we do anything to supplement ITD services, they may pull back from the services they're already providing. So the autonomy of ITD is something of a problem as far as improving the technology environment of the campus, but that's a completely separate matter. The name of the committee, incidentally, for further budget or for further agenda purposes, is the LSA Informational Technology Committee. We will be meeting next Monday again with Mike McPherson and the rest of the committee. That is Lana and I,
and we will be discussing some further issues as far as what sort of response the committee has been getting back from a letter they sent out to all the department chairs. The strategy that the committee has been taking to dispose of this $1.1 million is to write letters to all the committee chairs and ask them what they think as far as how the money could be best spent, and we haven't gotten any response from that yet. So obviously the committee is in its very early stages. Next Tuesday we're going to have Mike McPherson here to speak with us. So after I answer George's question, I can talk about some of the main issues.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go ahead.
No, please don't ask the question.
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay. As far as some of the main issues that are in front of the committee, some questions that we might be able to tailor for Mr. McPherson, who is being kind enough to come visit us next Tuesday. The key issue is the student labs. We have all these student labs in all the departments, and some of them are fostered through the department. For instance, in the political science department, the lab is completely taken care of by the political science department, and the college has nothing to do with it. So that's not under our purview. It says here there are currently 10 instructional computing labs, and it lists where they are and how much it's costing to upgrade them in a three-year cycle. So that is a big issue in the committee. If we buy all these wonderful things, how much is it going to cost to keep replacing them and keep ensuring that they're continually wonderful? The only group so far that we've spoken with is the Langris Resource Center, and Monica Dressler, the director of that center, has all sorts of wonderful ideas for our money as far as putting in new software that allows text in foreign languages at all the community sites, which I think is a pretty solid idea as far as cost benefit goes. And lots of these things overlap. For instance, the LRC, the Language Resource Center, wants to hire more technical support staff to support the students. And the priority, the key priority of the committee is to make sure that all the money is spent in the most direct impact for the students. And the key issue is how direct does this impact have to be? How direct does it have to be for the college to spend the money on it? And I assume that's what our questions to Ms. McPherson will revolve around. Is training the teachers or training the instructors in these new methods like PowerPoint and other new software worth our money? Is that a direct enough impact on the students? Or is hiring technical support staff to help students or to help faculty do their business, is that direct enough? Is computers direct enough? Is computer on faculty desks direct enough? It's sort of a difficult thing to talk about when we're at the early stage we're at, seeing as we don't have any formal proposals, and seeing as the administration is against us having formal proposals and against the committee ruling on formal proposals because they want to reserve that formalized process to their own decision-making bodies. So that could be another point of interest to Mr. McPherson. I should also add that in addition to the $1.1 million that we're all kicking in as individuals at $30 a pop, the provost has also agreed to kick in $660,000. And curiously enough, that pretty much just covers the proposal here as it's written. So I just encourage everyone to take a look at these things and think about, you know, how useful is a PowerPoint lecture compared to the traditional lecture? Is that worth us spending our money on? What sort of new computer technology do we want in the labs, or would we rather spend that money on making sure our teachers are competent enough to utilize this technology because these new methods of teaching are so powerful? I think it's sort of up in the air, and I have my own particular leanings on it. And as I said before, if anyone has something to say to myself or Lana about how you'd like us to represent the college in the community or in the committee, please say it to us. But you'll have an opportunity next week to say it directly to the man who's really in charge.
Hey, Gerard.
My question is this: how much, like, right now, did you like take a survey or something to see, like, because I think that one of the things is, well, how many students actually participate in the programs that are sponsored, like for PowerPoint, for Excel, whatever have you. Like, how many students like tend to show up to those? Can you take a survey of that, or can you, do you have general foundation of that? Because I think a lot of this would be based on what is currently happening at the university. I know myself. I'll see a sign that says PowerPoint. I'm like, I know how to use it. I'm not gonna go. And then that's just me though. Maybe other people are like would be like, oh, I don't know. I'd like to learn. But I think that would give a general idea on what the students want, because I don't see what would help if you were trying to improve the teaching if kids or students weren't even trying to like get that learning.
Right. Well, the whole story about PowerPoint is, should we teach our teachers to learn this? Is it a powerful enough instructional tool that we should spend this money to teach our teachers how to use it? Or is it not as powerful as an instructional tool or as a learning tool that maybe some more advanced software in Angel Hall might be? So it's all a matter of where to spend the money. Should we spend it on support staff? Should we spend it on training for faculty? Should we spend it on putting computers on faculty desks? I would say definitely not in that last instance. I mean, to me, that's really a progression of getting further and further away from a direct impact on students. And the question is, where is that edge? Where is the drop-off, so to speak, as far as when spending becomes too indirect to be using our money on it? And I think one thing that we really should seek to pin down Mr. McPherson on is, will the $660,000 the provost kicked in be subject to the same priority restrictions that the money that is drawn from the student $30 fee is? So cause I think that the administration sees the $660,000 kick in as, you know, their form of play money that they can shuffle around in that budget however they want. Well, I think we'll have some interesting things to talk to people about, and hopefully we'll have some informative questions. Hopefully you'll take a look at this and do some thinking about what would improve the environment in your classes, or you know, you can ask some people. I don't really know what sort of regime you can employ to take a survey. In fact, it's interesting that most students don't even know that they were assessed a $30 fee. So.
Okay. As I said, next week Mike McPherson's coming. So I'm going to put this in Jeff's lap. So if you guys have any questions that you want to generate, that you want to ask Mike ahead of time, email them to Jeff.
Right. And also, Lana and I are meeting again with the committee on Monday morning. So we'll have a lot more to say, hopefully, after Monday. And maybe we can get together and put out some sort of informational email that'll give you all some ideas of how the process is moving along, what sort of responses, what sort of proposals we're getting, so that we might be able to guide your questions a little bit.
Okay. Thank you for taking that on. Okay. I guess we go to announcements. I guess I have one really happy announcement. Today is Becky's 19th birthday. So I think we should sing happy birthday. Ready? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Becky. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I believe there's a little cake there for you. Too, so.
You guys are so cute.
Does anyone have any other announcements while Seema lights the candles? Ron?
Yeah, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Anderson A and B is an Undergraduate Political Science Association meeting, if anyone... any of the many political science majors in this room want to attend. There'll be the elections of officers and chairs tomorrow.
A couple things. One, there is a rally that maybe everyone's heard of in the dais tomorrow at noon. We're going to have some of our wonderful Democratic legislators from the Ann Arbor area who they kindly refer to as those crazy women from Ann Arbor down in Lansing. So if you want to hear those crazy women from Ann Arbor talk about the environment, you go to the DAG tomorrow at noon, and I'm sure you'll hear some craziness. Also, I'd like to say that the elections are coming up, so if anyone wants to volunteer for some campaigns, help out some Democrats, you let me know, and I'll have you knock on doors before you know it.
John?
Saturday is Halloween, and
Halloween.
And it's Ron Page's birthday.
Yes, that is true. And and we're having a party at my house kind of on Elm Street, so the theme of the party is Nightmare on Elm Street. So. Come in costume, otherwise you don't
Let's
get
not forget Ron's
party first.
Party too.
Yes.
Should we redirect to Becky?
Yep.
Oh.
Should I save my birthday party? Are there any other announcements?
I just want to thank everybody for signing up to help with the Ribbon Drive. We'll email you out with to remind you what time. Is tomorrow's 8:30 or 8? Actually, I'll be there at 8. So I'll be there at
8. I move to adjourn.
Attendance.
I object, actually. I object. Closing roll call.
Ida.
Yep.
Greg.
Yeah.
Ron.
Here.
Jeff Irwin.
Yes, sir.
Seema.
Here.
Becky.
Here.
Gerard.
Present.
Miriam.
Here.
Heather.
Here.
Julia.
Here.
Aaron.
Here.
John.
Here.
Jill.
Here.
Jordan.
Here.
Rupa.
Here.
Arpita.
Here.
Andy.
Here.
Lana.
Here.
Lori. Move to adjourn.
Thank you.
So adjourn.
Wait, hold on. Everyone sit down or hang around.